Welcome to Heroes of the Realm. I am your host and Dungeon Master, Jason He. This week, we find our heroes in the elvish city of Canavalar, seeking counsel with the leader of the Caledon Elves. Saying farewell to the Sylvan Woodlands, Athenia summons ponies for our heroes to speed their passage across the Caledon homeland. With her mother's Eldar token of amber and oak in hand, the half-elven princess intends to convince Aemon Rhys, the leader of the Caledon Elves, to join Helaena's Alliance for Peace. While crossing the plains of Dain Rajesh, our party meets a new companion, Aelar, a wandering elven monk. Aelar is heading to Canavalar to learn more about the fractured ley line, and he joins our heroes on their mission of peace. With the sun setting at their backs, our heroes discover why Canavalar is known as the Crystal City. The sun reflects fiery light from the high elven architecture, nestled atop a series of terraced gardens at the foot of Mount Tinar. Searching for warm beds and a hot meal in the visitor's quarter, the party finds Blackthorn's barn, and Finn is reunited with the second oldest Blackthorn brother, Cyrus. Well, if it isn't the seventh son in the flesh, fancy meeting you here. Cyrus recounts his aimless wandering after the death of their parents, eventually stumbling across the ley line and making his way to Canavalar, where he met his partner and fellow Realmish expatriate, Peter. Together, they faithfully reproduce the food, drink, and atmosphere of Finn and Cyrus's childhood farm. Peter is well-versed in Caledon culture and describes the three castes, mystics, makers, and marshals. The next morning, our heroes are escorted by the Caledon mystics to the Grand Library, where our heroes meet the scroll keeper, Aemon Rhys, who is curious about their travels and generously shares elven history lessons, though he is evasive when Athenia asks about prophecies. The Grand Library is a repository of history, a temple of the past. You wish to discuss the future. Let us reconvene at a more suitable location. Aemon Rhys then suggests they meet that evening at the Pool of the Departed, a sacred site at the edge of the city. The party is planning their argument for peace when an unexpected eavesdropper shows up, a gnome named Famerpans, with gaudy attire and irascible exuberance. Zerdan recruits this gnomish fixer to track down the Caledon maker who crafted his elvish lute. The Archluthier, Vismani Ashar, meets our heroes at Blackthorn's barn. She is surprised to hear of the lute's recovery from Briars County, revealing that she traded the magic lute to the head of the martial caste in exchange for a war poem in Old Realmish. Finn uses his schooling to translate the tale, which describes the emotional states of a human foot soldier as he fights against elvish forces, ultimately discovering oneness with everything as he lies dying on the field of battle. Vismani reflects on the poem. These verses tell me that humans of the realm are manifestations of affinity, though they may not possess the wisdom to realize this truth. After dark, the party finds the route to the Pool of the Departed blocked by Caledon guards of the martial caste, who inform our heroes that they are to remain in the visitor's quarter until morning. Unwilling to provoke a violent response and risk violating the elven code, Athenia calls upon Famerpans, the gnomish fixer, for assistance, offering a beautiful elven diadem for safe passage to their meeting with Aemon Rhys. Enticed by this treasure, Famerpans provides disguises and incites a gnomish riot complete with fairy fire and glitter dust to distract the martial guards. Our heroes make haste to the Pool of the Departed, finding themselves in starlight before the tribal elder. At this sacred site of Caledon ancestors, our heroes offer stories of Nascimento's radical fervor, Lucien's powerful disenchantment, and Gilthandir's heroic sacrifice to preserve the ley line. With a touch of creative license, Gustav throws in Lord Tarnath's complicity in this plot. As a coda, Finn shares a dose of druidic wisdom that opens the scroll keeper's heart to our hero's plea for peace. To enlighten the party's perilous path, Aelar prays at the Pool of the Departed for ancestral wisdom. The elvish monk receives two visions of the future, both of which return the party to the realm. One road would lead our heroes to the plains of Dain Rajesh to witness a bloody battle between elves and humans. The other will take them through a smuggler's tunnel beneath Mount Tanar, citing the possibility of finding mushrooms in the caves beneath Sorrow's Peak. Finn tilts the compass point toward the path into the Underdark. Join us next time for more Tales of Valor from the Heroes of the Realm.